Unleash your inner happiness and strengthen your identity in Christ.
I'm Kelly Jean Pittman, and this is my amazing daughter, Jaina. We're a mom and daughter duo who unapologetically focus on living a Christ-centered life. Through biblical teachings and the latest research on brain health, we'll share solutions and inspiration.
From strengthening family relationships to overcoming daily emotional and spiritual battles, you'll grow spiritually and emotionally as you discover God's immense peace.
By putting God first, we'll help you to faithfully and unapologetically share the truth of Christ with those around you.
And if you want to learn more about our journey in following Christ and breaking free from anxious thoughts, check out my mom's book, Unleashing Happiness. It is now available on Amazon.
We're honored to share this time with you and pray that the Lord reveal His beauty in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, beautiful souls.
Welcome back, beautiful people.
Thanks for joining us today. Today, we're continuing our talk about unleashing happiness. And who here wants a little more happiness in their life?
Me.
Me too.
You know what? It's not the superficial happiness. God doesn't. He doesn't want us to chase after fleeting things. He wants us to find happiness and enjoyment in Him.
Right. When we're talking about unleashing happiness, we're not talking about happiness that comes from binge watching a favorite TV show or eating that ice cream that I don't want to stop eating or going for that roller coaster ride and having that high or maybe going to fancy vacations, because all that ends.
Yeah.
And sometimes, a lot of times, there's a big crash that comes with that. And so you're always seeking and searching and chasing that happiness.
Yeah. Which is not the happiness that God intends us to have.
So we're talking about happiness that comes from within. It's not dependent upon anything else, and it comes from within inside of us. And so it's happiness that comes from that peace and that joy that only God can give.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the happiness where if you've ever seen anybody or known anybody and they just seem so happy and people say, what are you smiling at? You
know? Yeah.
It's like, what is that happiness? Or people can even say it to me. It's like, I'm just happy. You know, God has blessed me with this day and what the sun's shining, it's not shining. There's always something good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like a really cool thing of being a believer. We get to view life through a completely different perspective, believing in Christ.
Right. And so when we're talking about happiness, we're talking about internal happiness because we have the eternal happiness.
Ooh, preach, preach. That was really good. That was really good.
And so that is what we're talking about, when unleashing happiness. And that coincides with my book release, Unleashing Happiness. Yay, after a year, lots of work on it. It just got published a couple weeks ago, and you can find it on Amazon. But this year, we're really focusing on that internal happiness, eternal happiness, and how to get that. Because once you have that, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that we come to is, like, what then? What is the most significant, the most important, the most critical step in finding that internal happiness?
Why, of course, it's securing our relationship in Christ, or
Amen.
With Christ.
Amen. Yes. Yes. That is what we personally have discovered in our journey. Like in the book, it chronicles almost 2 decades of kind of our search for happiness and finding that internal peace and kind of reorganizing the brain. And the most important aspect to it all is really that relationship we have with Christ.
Yeah. It's something that I need to be rooted in, else I get grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Else I get too caught up focused on myself, and it's just not pleasant. I don't want to be in that world. I don't want to be in a world where I don't have Christ.
Amen.
Like, Christ is my foundation. He's my rock. He's everything I want to stand on. I want to be so utterly consumed with Him that nothing in this world can take away the joy and the happiness that I experience.
Amen,
from
sister.
No circumstance, nothing under heaven and earth can shake my relationship with Christ, or the joy that I find in Christ. That's the happiness that we're talking about. That's the joy we're talking about. That's what we mean by securing our relationship in Christ.
And the why is why why do we want that? And why is it God? What, you know, what makes God so important that he locks that in, yeah, that happiness?
Who cares? No, kidding.
it's because God, if you think about it, he's our safe place, right? He's unconditional love. He's acceptance. He's peace. He's hope. God is never changing. Everything in this world around us is changing.
Yeah. Seasons, our bodies, our minds, our opinions, right.
Our kids, our family, our parents, like we're going through all these changes. And a lot of times it's really scary. I mean, depending on change and getting old and even having your kids grow up and leave your house, it can feel almost hopeless when you've raised these wonderful children and then they fly the nest. A lot of people, you know, it's a difficult time for a lot of people. And so things constantly change. What brought you joy in the past is changing.
Yeah.
And so, but with God, the beauty of God and why he's the most critical step in finding that happiness is that he never changes.
No. Isn't that like amazing?
It is. It's like, it doesn't matter how old I am, how wrinkly I get, how...
You're not wrinkly.
Right. You know, whether the kids are living in the house, not in the house. It's not dependent upon jobs, financial security. I mean, so many things, you know, these things are scary, right? If we don't have them, from finances to jobs to health.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they go or when we're challenged with these things, it's very easy to fall into depression, fear, and be scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fall into the dark.
But with God, he's our foundation that we can rest on, that he's our safe place, like you said,
mm-hmm,
that we can go to and find relief and just inner peace, and because he's never changing. He's always there. He's always everything that we need him to be.
Amen.
And more.
Amen.
Because he's God.
And it's life eternal. It's like, the beauty of it is we know that our life doesn't end,
mm-hmm,
when we die.
Yeah.
We're one with him and we're united, right? It's glorified. So there's no fear in death outside of the fact that there's lots of things that we might like here, the gifts that God has given us.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we know where we're going.
Yeah. Right? But still, like, even with those things, we might enjoy this life, but God says that the world is not our home. So it's like we can enjoy those things and he wants us to enjoy the blessings that he's given us. But it's like eternity is the ultimate gift and the ultimate thing that we get to look forward to that is going to be forever and we get to be constantly with God.
Right, where that blissful place where I think we're all longing for here on earth, which we'll never find, is with God.
Yeah.
It's with heaven. It's with him. So we know that. We know where we're going. So then what's there not to be happy about here on earth?
Exactly. If we have that, if we have our Lord and our Savior who never changes.
And we can depend upon him, mm-hmm, in all circumstances. And that's so critical because even our culture, our continents, the weather, everything is changing.
Yeah.
God never changes.
No.
He's eternal. So that is beautiful.
Yeah. And even Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Boom. Beautiful.
Written there.
And here we all want to cling, I think, to what we know,
mm-hmm,
and resist change. And God created
everything. Lord knows
to change.
I do not like change. So as a person who doesn't like change, I'm going to stick to my one constant. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Right. And you're in the majority pretty much there with change. I haven't met too many people who say, I love change. Bring it on.
Don't like it. But it's okay.
It's okay.
I have Jesus.
We have Jesus. And that's
Jesus.
That's what's that fire in our soul that brings on that happiness that just bubbles out.
Exactly.
So we want to secure that relationship, mm-hmm, in Christ. And now we know why. But how? How are we going to do it? Yeah. We have a couple steps that we put together, three steps, that we're going to talk about. And the first thing, which I think is really important in order to cement that relationship with God.
Yes, cement.
cement, is that we're understanding and accepting God's sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
It means that God is supreme, has supreme authority or rule over everything. Everything. Meaning, like, not just this world, but everything beyond, like, this world and universe that's out of our comprehension. He has control over literally everything.
That's incredible. Because for me, you know what that means? That huge weight and burden on myself, if I can give that all to God, he's the ultimate authority. What am I sitting here spinning my wheels worrying about everything for?
That's actually so facts. Because you know what? I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have so many, I have this assignment to do and this and this and this and this. Who cares? God is holy and he has supreme authority over everything. Why am I worrying about like one piddly assignment?
His will be done. And I think you just told me, I can't remember if it was a class or a Bible reading, that no matter what, God's will be done, it will prevail.
Yeah.
He knows. It's like, God's God. He's in control. So he could take anything. Even if we don't listen to him, God could still bring about his will. So, we're safe.
Yeah, it just...
it's like... He's got it all. So as I walk with him, I want to listen to his word and do what he tells me to do. But so it's not that we can do whatever we want, but it's like if we make mistakes, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And so we have a Bible verse for this step on God's sovereignty. Do you want to read that one or should I read that one?
You can read it.
And this is from Isaiah, and it's chapter 25, and it's verse 8 through 9. And it says, he will swallow up death forever. Wow. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation.
This reminds me of, like, a picture of, like, what heaven would be. Kind of, not necessarily a picture, but, like, people going to heaven and being like, wow. Like, I put my trust in God and he saved me. I will rejoice and I will praise him. And that's so beautiful. And, like, to submit to God's sovereignty and realize how holy he is just puts in perspective how small our lives are. Yes. And like, not to negate any difficulties that anyone is going through, but just like for my own worry and stuff, it just puts into perspective of how small I am.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you framed it with that picture, like this verse. It was a little bit long, but it's like such a snapshot because
mm-hmm.
it describes beautifully that, you know, God's gonna swallow up death forever. I mean, it's gone.
I mean, he already did. He conquered that grave.
Yeah.
Because this isn't Isaiah, so this is the Old Testament. So when he died, he swallowed up death forever, literally.
Right. And like that picture, removing tears from all the people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, our God.
He's gonna wipe away every tear.
Rejoice and be glad in mm-hmm. salvation. Yeah. Amen.
Isn't that like the picture of happiness? Like ultimate.
Yes. Unleashing happiness.
Oh, so good.
So good. Okay, so that's step one. Just trusting in God. He's sovereign and holy. Worship him. Number two.
The second one is to talk to God throughout the day. Pray over all decisions. Like, this is everything. Like, morning, night, day, midday, after lunch, before lunch, breakfast. Just everything.
Get the picture?
Yeah, you get the picture? I'm saying every single second of every single day.
It's called communication. Relationship.
Yes.
Yes, so that means it's not a once and done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really scheduled. No. It's constant all day long.
Yeah.
Like the minute you wake up, oh, what's in store for me today, God?
Yep.
And open
my eyes and be like, hey, God, how you doing?
Right. It's like, who better do you want with you every second of every day?
So true. And you know what? I picked up this new habit during the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of realized before when I was doing devotions, it kind of seemed like a checklist. So even if I didn't have time to really think about it, I would still do it and be like, oh, well, I did my devotion, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. But you know, this year, I've really taken the time. If I know I'm not going to have time in the morning to sit down and really commune with God, I don't do it. I save it for later because I'm like, I don't want to be rushed. I don't want to be rushed trying to get through my time with God. Like, amen. That's not the way that we were designed. We were designed to constantly be in communication and to constantly crave to be with God because He is our Lord and Savior.
I still love that. I love that, how you phrase that and how you're doing that, and how if you don't have time, you don't skip it, you don't rush it, you just make time.
Yeah. You have to make time for it. And like you said, there was this one verse we were talking about I can't remember. It's like a psalm, but talking about how we need to give God our first fruits mm-hmm. of like the crops or whatever. Cause it's like, why? He's God. He deserves the best of the best.
Right.
He deserves all of our heart, all of our worship, all of our praise, everything.
We just talked about how holy He was mm-hmm. and how sovereign He yeah. was. So why would we not give the best to Him?
Exactly.
The best of ourselves, the best of our time. And I like that. And I'm going to work a little bit more on that myself. And
we all got to work on that.
Right. Just... and creating it. Not just knocking it off and think, oh, I talk to God all day anyway. So mm-hmm. I'll just skip my prayer time with Him. But
intentions. Gotta be intentional.
Exactly. So I love that. So it's like keeping Him present with everything that mm-hmm. you do. So even in the small things, I think I want to bring up the small things, even like from day to day, even simple things, from things that I might want for the house or something I might mm-hmm. like I wanted to get some white, we're always out of Christmas lights, and I like the old-fashioned lights that are kind of soft and twinkle, not the LED, and they're kind of getting harder to find. And I really wanted to get a bunch of them and kind of store them away, and it's like the Holy Spirit kind of whispered in my ear to go to Cub. And I'm like, I thought I was going for something else, but when I went into Cub, they had lights, which who knew they sold Christmas lights to begin with.
I did not know Cubs sold lights at all.
But they had, you know, over a dozen of them for 99 cents each, all the old-fashioned little twinkle lights. And I was like, I got a dozen. 99 cents, $12. It's like, thank you, sweet Jesus. It's like, is it a big thing? It's like, I once in a Bible study had somebody say, oh, I'm not talking about like simple things. God doesn't care about that kind of stuff, but I don't believe that. I think that is the happiness.
I don't think so either.
In our day. Yeah. It's like God wants to give us whatever we ask for. We just need to be careful the thoughts we have in our head. I've learned that the hard way.
Very, yep, very vigilant about that.
Yes, a whole nother podcast, but he does care. It's like, I was even looking for a jacket. I mean, I leave it up to God, my shopping, and what I want. I was even looking for this jacket for months, but I realized it's like, okay, I can't find it. It's not a big deal. Whatever. I get Kohl's cash in the mail and go to spend it, and ta-da!
A coat.
Standing there, it's like the perfect coat that I wanted, and they even let me use some old Kohl's cash, and I got to take it off of that, and it's perfect, and I didn't even have to look for it. I wasn't, you know, consciously praying every night for this jacket or anything, yeah. But as I converse with God during the day, He knows I want, you know, I was looking for that jacket. It's like, He wants to bring us even the small things.
Yeah.
That's where happiness is. It's not just the big things. When you start taking everything, this is where everything to God, He kind of sheds a light and steers your direction. It's like, and I don't waste a whole lot of time, honestly, shopping or doing things. But when I do, it's very purposeful. Mm-hmm. And God helps me with that.
Yeah.
So it's great.
It's kind of a verse to go along with what we're talking about with this constant communication with God throughout the day. Psalm 145:18-19 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them." Mm. So I love this verse. I mean, I read it and I was like, this is just encapsulates everything that we want to talk about. Yeah. He's near to all who call on Him. So that could be like, He's near to you if you call on Him. And
right.
It's like He fulfills those desires, whether they're big or small. And, you know, those bigger things, when you feel like you need to cry out to the Lord, He saves you from that. And it just encapsulates, like, the spectrum of the big and the small.
Yeah, that really is a beautiful verse, and you're absolutely right, because it does, like, just the very small things it says right there, to all who call on him,
mm-hmm.
He's listening. He fulfills the desire. It doesn't say, like, only the most important desires.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy the life he created, the world he created. I think that's important. He wants us to enjoy the things he's given us. But he also hears the cry.
Yeah. So those big things.
Where it's right. And we've like, all been there where we have these big, deep cries and it feels like the world is ending.
Mm-hmm.
And he's our only salvation. And that's because he is.
And he is our salvation. Yeah.
He is. He brings that light. And so now that brings us to the third step. And this one really kind of ties everything together, I think. Mm-hmm. It gives it a big punch.
Yeah.
And this is consistent action. So we're not talking constant action. God doesn't want us constantly running around. But he would like you to take consistent action when he's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
When he's telling you things to do. And honestly, I think for myself, for sure, it's easy for me to continue and have a conversation and keep him centered all day long, focused on him. And I know that he's holy and sovereign and I trust him. But when it comes to the action piece, sometimes it's easy. God likes to request us to do things that make us uncomfortable, is what I have found.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so sometimes it's pretty easy to say, okay, God, but I don't know
really,
that person.
It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know that person. I don't want to talk to that person. Oh, you told me to send that email a week ago, and I'm going to feel foolish if I send it now, or that, you know, that text. Or
yeah, it can be anything.
Right. So it's like, I really want to save my money for my vacation. I don't want to put that much in the
offering.
And all these excuses all of a sudden. This communication is going well with God, but
God, those are some really great words there you said.
Yeah, I love what you're saying. And someday or next week.
Yeah.
But wait a second.
We find so many excuses to push what God is telling us off.
I'm going to go back to the little things again, because sometimes it's the little things God tells you to do. And we want to try and follow the little things, because that gives us practice for when he asks us to do the big things. Because if we can't even do the little things, and when the big things come, then they're really extra scary.
Mm-hmm.
But you can build that trust and see where God takes you on the small things. And then when the big things come, right, you're strengthened,
mm-hmm.
so that you can handle it. But this is a difficult one to do. I mean, this is where I think for people who like to learn lots of knowledge, like myself, I like to learn things. But there's somebody who's successful and sees change and somebody who doesn't. Both are very knowledgeable. Same exact knowledge, you can say. But if a person doesn't take action, consistent action, you're never going to see change.
Nope.
See the change that you want. And so that is what is so critical. And it is absolutely...
And you're not going to be following in God's will.
Right.
You're growing in your relationship with him.
Right.
You can do a lot of listening. But
you gotta.
Yeah.
In order to complete that relationship, complete that trust, if you really trust God, then you're able to act out and take action steps.
Yeah. I guess this podcast kind of started off as a call from God too, like a thought that he planted, and then I brought it up to you, and it was kind of like, oh well, what if we do this? That'd be kind of funny, right?
Yeah, I remember when we were walking and you had this idea. It's like, we should do a podcast.
Yeah.
Just like when we're walking and talking, it's like, except for put it on a podcast, which I really didn't even know what one was at the time. I had never listened to
one. A lot of excuses that we made. Oh, I don't know what a podcast is. It's a lot of work. It's da-da-da-da-da.
Right. I've never listened to one. I have no idea how to record one. We don't have the equipment for one. We don't have the time for one. On and on and on.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely been a labor of love still. But, you know, like, taking action from what God calls us to do is so rewarding. Like, this podcast has been really rewarding.
Exactly. And it's not Like, we want to convey his words, you know, in the beginning, the thought is always there. It's like, nobody will listen. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Who cares what we have to say? But what I have personally found is that it doesn't really even matter, because doing this podcast with you has been so rewarding, and it's deepened my faith and my knowledge on God. It's like, we commit this time, you know, every week, every other week, and we research it, and we look for Bible quotes, and we figure out how to, we work it into our life and put it into place and how to explain it to others, that I've grown so much in my faith with God just by creating this podcast, mm-hmm. that I see God's beauty in it just from that.
Yeah.
And if it helps others, that's great and wonderful. That's what we want to do. But the growth that I've seen in both of us as we do this podcast together has been really beautiful to see. And yes, there's lots of excuses we want to make, and it takes a lot of time, and we could say there's a lot more other
things. But a labor of love.
We might want to do, but it is really, it's God's.
It is really about, like, surrendering our will to his.
Yes, and doing what he has called us to do, whether we understand it or not.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that can be a really difficult thing, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then to stay consistent.
Right? Yeah.
It's pretty easy to put out a couple podcasts. Yay, we did it good. Now we're done. But he wants more. He's telling us he wants us to do more. And we are here. Amen. Yes. And thank you for being here
with us. So that consistent action is key. God's calling us always to something better. Something better that is in a line with his will.
Right. It's bigger than us, but it's to build his kingdom.
Yeah.
Seed by seed is what we're learning in church.
Yes.
We want it to grow, mm-hmm. and spread.
Yes.
And he'll tell you how to do it. And I would guess chances are you might not like his ideas sometimes. At least I don't always.
That's too hard. That's too...
But talk to him about it.
Yeah.
And pray to him about it. And he'll give you the courage, the strength, and the knowledge to move forward in action.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible verse we'd like to share on consistent action is from Luke. And this is chapter 9, verse 23. And it says, "Then he said to them all, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.'"
Isn't that a good verse?
It's a great verse. So that cross really is listening to him and doing...
Yeah.
What God wants us to do.
Yes.
Following him and kind of denying ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful verse that kind of pulls that consistency all together.
Yeah. And so, there you have it. Those are some of the... It's more of like a cycle. It's kind of like all of those things are always going on at the same time. Like, realizing that God is holy, taking time to commune with God every single day of every single second of every single day. And following in his steps, taking those action steps.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. And that's going to actually cement, we like the word cement, our relationship.
Yes.
In Christ, which will unleash that happiness from inside. A happiness that people will say, "Whoa, what's going on with you?
Why are you so happy?
Why are you so happy?"
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Janet, do you want to close us out?
Yeah. I'm going to actually switch things up a little bit. I found this amazing verse in Hebrews, and it's a little blessing. I want to send you guys off with a blessing. And it's Hebrews 13:20-21. It says, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom all glory forever and ever. Amen."
Amen. Wow, I like that. That really brings together all that we talked about today, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I gotta write it down.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we hope that this helps you cement your relationship with Christ and find that inner happiness. Bubble over.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
We're signing off in faith and love, Kelly
and Jaina.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you are looking for more daily inspiration, go follow us on Instagram. We created an Instagram page and it's called faithfully_apologetics. So go there and give us a follow and a like and comment.
And you'll find inspiration, words of wisdom, and we're sharing God's love and word.
In faith and love.
Kelly.
And Jaina. Bye.